The first day it will be drawn by 4 white, the second by 4 chestnut, and the last by 4 black horses. But if you fail to keep awake and I find you sleeping, I shall not be set free." The man promised to do all that she wished, but the raven said, "Alas, I know even now that you will take something from the woman and be unable to save me." The man assured her again that he would on no account touch a thing to eat or drink. When he came to the house and went inside, the old woman met him and said, "A poor man, how tired you are. Come in and rest, and let me give you something to eat and drink." "No," answered the man, "I will neither eat nor drink." But she would not leave him alone, and urged him, saying, "If you will not eat anything, at least you might take a draught of wine. One drink counts for nothing." And at last he allowed himself to be persuaded and drank. As it drew towards the appointed hour, he went outside into the garden and mounted the tan heap to await the raven. Suddenly a feeling of fatigue came over him, and, unable to resist it, he lay down for a little while, fully determined, however, to keep awake. But in another minute his eyes closed of their own accord, and he fell into such a deep sleep that